The homilies or sermons contained in these podcasts were delivered by Deacon Joe Dietz, a permanent deacon serving at Christ the King Catholic Church in South Bend, Indiana, a parish of the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend. Each homily is preceded by the reading on which it was based. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm going to start this morning with a little story. There once was a man, let's call him Joe, who bought a house with a nice fenced-in backyard. The fence was a wood privacy fence, the kind you could not easily see through. And along the back section, there was an area of the fence where heavy vine growth wove in and around and through it, giving even greater privacy. Joe liked to garden a bit, and he noticed that the vine had some indications of being able to bear flowers, although the buds were small, stunted, and underdeveloped. Joe decided that he would make it a project to get the vine to produce flowers that reached their full potential. So Joe began to cultivate and fertilize the area where the vine emerged from the soil at the base of the fence. Over the next several months, he tried all kinds of things: manure, Miracle-Gro, bloom booster, mulch, plant spikes. He even tried some of the things that he remembered his parents doing to their plants when he was a child, burying some dead fish by the roots and sprinkling coffee grounds over the soil. But nothing he tried made any change in the poor quality of the flowers on those vines in his fence. In fact, in many ways, despite all of his efforts, the buds seemed to be doing worse, dying quickly or not emerging at all. Then one day, Joe's grandchildren were visiting and playing ball in the backyard, as kids will do. They put a ball over the back fence into the back neighbor's yard. Joe, due in part to that privacy fence, did not really know his back neighbor all that well, but as a grandparent, he went over to see his neighbor and ask if he could enter his neighbor's backyard and retrieve the ball. His neighbor welcomed him to do so, and they went into the backyard together. When Joe got into the backyard, he couldn't help but notice that his neighbor had a similar vine along the same portion of the back fence, and it was covered with gorgeous, healthy flowers. Of course, Joe asked the neighbor what the secret was, explaining that he was having no luck getting flowers with a similar vine on his side of the fence. The neighbor said he could not explain it, that he never paid much attention to the vine, never watered or fertilized it, and the ground near the vine was an area where he worked on his lawnmowers and dumped his wastewater. So if anything, the vine was getting some potentially toxic runoff and not any good water. Now this really confounded Joe, so he decided to trace the vines from the flowers back to their rooted base. And that was how Joe found out that the stunted, weak excuse for flowers on his side of the fence were actually connected to the vine rooted on his neighbor's side of the fence. And his neighbor's beautiful, thriving flowers were connected to the vine rooted on Joe's side of the fence. The point of my sharing this story, in light of this vine and branches gospel that we heard this morning, is not simply that we need to stay connected to Jesus to flourish, but that every branch that is alive is connected to something. And we need to know to what vine we are connected. It is not simply a choice of Jesus' vine or no vine. For to not choose Jesus' vine is to choose to stay attached to another vine, which is in fact rooted somewhere. A vine fed not by the Spirit of the living God, but likely by the toxins and toxic runoff of some combination of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And while Jesus makes it clear when he says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing," when we are rooted in the modern world, it can be easy to fall for the lie that we can do everything apart from Jesus. I don't need Jesus. I have a good job, great health plan, technological advantages that those before me never had. I have a 401k, a pension, money in the bank. I've got a car with a 100,000-mile warranty and a whole house warranty to boot. I'm close to my family. I have great friends and flowers in my garden. To fall for that lie, no matter what level of security we may feel we have, is to live apart from Jesus, worshiping golden calves and counting on goods that will wither and fade, stored in barns that we will never open. Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower." And the vine we are called to join, the fruit that we are called to bear, is not the amassing of worldly goods or the achievement of worldly pleasures, but the fruit of those fed and nourished by a loving God, the fruit of discipleship, the sharing of the love of the Master in truth and deed, and bringing others to know him through our witness. But this fruit comes only from a firm attachment to the vine that is Jesus, being nourished by his word, his body, and his blood, and his divine grace. The nourishment that brings with it all the true pleasures of a spirit-filled, Christ-centered life, as well as the spiritual fruit such a life will bear. So, as we continue to celebrate this Easter season and the glorious resurrection of the God of the universe, who invites us to be joined to him, maybe it's a good time to trace our branch back to its source, making sure that we know to which vine we are attached, the one that brings glory to the Father and through the power of the Spirit bears good fruit for the Son. For questions or comments on this homily, write to Deacon Joe 2017 at gmail.com.